The first day of the Brioxy Innovation Summit was held at Baltimore's Exit the Apple Art Space. Owned by Jamila and Pierre Benou, the building also functions as a soundstage. One wall has been painted bright green for video productions. Away from the stage in the main room, Afrocentric art hangs on all four walls. Dozens of millennials with a few Gen Xers and baby boomers fill the room, talking about the future. As the nation approaches an inversion in demographics where people of color will become the majority demographic, Brioxy, a network that, quote, fights for the economic empowerment and health of young people of color, calls these minority millennials the Ready Generation. The Ready Generation is a term coined by Brioxy's founder and CEO, Cole, and is perhaps a more positive way to describe the self-absorbed and always complaining millennial, as according to older generations. The ready part comes from the minority millennials who are ready to create a future that works for them, instead of pandering to a decidedly white world. A graduate of the London School of Economics and an Echoing Green Fellow, Cole envisions Brioxy as a one-stop shop for up-and-coming innovators of color that need that extra push to get to where they want to be in life. That push can include business strategy advice, networking events, and even home ownership advice and support.
So excited. Does everybody have a chair? Because we have more chairs than we have.
Kicking off the summit was a panel discussion. The panelists included Janae Afaya, founder of the Baltimore-based arts collective Balti Girls, hacktivist Tasia Thomas, and retired NFL star turned art activist Aaron Maybin. Cole fielded questions to the panelists about inclusion, economics, and how innovators of color can own their future. The discussion lasted about 30 minutes, and afterwards there was a break so everyone could step outside and stretch their legs. It was outside where I interviewed Miguel B. Bianco and asked him why he's excited to be part of the Ready Generation.
I think what I'm most excited about in terms of being part of the Ready Generation is that we're at that point in history where we've developed some capacity, we've developed some resources, but we're going to take it to the next level by bringing things into our community that we want to see, that we need to see. And it's important to be part of that movement. It's going to be an amazing chance to not only change our communities, but do so in a way that are not just temporary, but permanent, lasting, meaningful change within our communities through entrepreneurship, through social justice, through community development. And that's what I'm excited about in terms of being part of the Ready Generation.
Gotcha. I also asked him his thoughts on how media will play a role in shaping the Ready Generation's future.
Media is important because if you want to change what people are doing, if you want to change what people are talking about, you got to change that narrative. And you do it through media. You do it through creating your own media, through creating your own narrative, and through creating opportunities for discussion that don't yet exist. And that's where you need media to step in. And that's
why. After thanking Miguel for his time, I listened in as panelist Aaron Maybin, a Baltimore native, summed up many Baltimoreans' thoughts about people from around the nation.
All people really want to know is that Wire shit, but like, yo, like.
Despite concluding its legendary run almost 10 years ago, The Wire has been seared into the brains of people not from the Mid-Atlantic as the full story of Baltimore. After the break, everyone filed back inside for the second half of the Baltimore Summit. Richard May and Andre Robinson of the Mount Royal Community Development Corps spoke about Innovation Village, an area in West Baltimore stretching from Reservoir Hill all the way to Coppin State University. This village would, as the website puts it, strengthen Central West Baltimore economically through entrepreneurship, innovation, and inclusive growth for all. The location of the village isn't accidental. West Baltimore was where the Baltimore Uprising began, with frustrated citizens attacking officers and looting businesses. It's also where the CVS pharmacy was set ablaze at the corner of North and Pennsylvania Avenue. As the first day of the summit drew to a close, Cole turned the mic over to the audience so anyone could reflect on the day. Third-generation Baltimorean Tony Matthews had this to say about the Ready Generation.
You guys are the reparations that my ancestors spoke of. You guys. Man, I feel so good. And this was a very spiritual experience for me. Because my daughter often invites me to her different forums. And sometimes I can come, sometimes I can't. Nothing could have stopped me from getting here today. I understand that now. So keep being the reparations. There's those of us 60 plus who know where you came from and why you're here and what your mission is. Thank you.
Others commented on how the black community must change their ideas about ownership.
And so this time, if we're serious about our ownership, we have to kind of think more than just owning that physical property, but owning all the infrastructure around it, owning the politics, owning our own bodies. Like there's so much more to ownership, and I just want to challenge us to make sure that we think of that whole picture, because otherwise we'll fall into those same kind of traps that have left us in the situation where we are today.
Then Cole led the audience in a quick breathing exercise.
Inhale. Exhale.
And also gave words of wisdom.
There is tremendous power in this room.
We are standing in a moment, y'all, where we have an opportunity to seize it, not just for us, but for every other young person of color in this country, for generations that will come after us. And the question is, what are you going to do with that moment? We're going to keep asking you that question all week.
As people began filing out of the art space, some hung around to mingle and network. Others stood outside waiting for the shuttle back to the nation's capital. Artist Lilia Ramirez, also known as Lily Floor, was outside rolling a cigarette. We talked about what tobacco she was using, it was American Spirit, and then about her Native American ancestors. I then asked her how people with indigenous roots can become part of the Ready Generation.
I think the first thing is to do is to really understand our history and changing that narrative for themselves, your internal narrative of like what that means to you, you know. And I think that's the first step, recognizing really who you are. And if that's your calling, the way to do is definitely knowing our history. You know, not history, but our history, what really did happen. Stuff that's not even in the books. Denied history, hidden history, erased history, manipulated history, you know. So we have to redefine our story, our history, do that. And so just acknowledging that narrative within your own internal voice, within your own spiritual self and who you are as a spirit being, that's the first step. And then from there...
She also commented on how being part of the Ready Generation means accepting some hard truths.
Even here. So our histories, we have to redefine the narrative. What do they really mean? I mean, did the white man really go over there and actually get Africans and put them out? No. It was tribes did that too, and we did it here too. And we have to acknowledge that. And once we acknowledge and say, you know what? We done fucked up. And guess what? We're going to fix that. We had a lot of...
As she finished her cigarette, Lily Flora left me with a great summary of what the BRIOXI Summit hopes to accomplish.
So I just want to say thank you to BRIOXI and all the innovators of color from all over the nation. And I want to say let's keep working on it. Let's keep meeting. Let's keep doing it and make it bigger and better. And know that we are all in solidarity and we are all in spaces and places a conflict, but we could only make it much better. So thank you on behalf of Sounds of Solidarity and Lily Flow Art, a hope.
Thank you.
Day two and the rest of the summit will take place in the nation's capital, with its final day taking place at the White House. You can find audio of day one's panel discussion about ownership and the Innovation Village on Facebook. Search for Local Color, a Baltimore podcast, and watch the archive live streams. On special assignment for BRIOXI, I'm Jason V with Local Color.